Okay, this is Parashas Chesed, Hilchos She'elo Fikadon, final chapter in this section of the Rambam. Start off with Halacha Aleph. Hamafke Yitzel Chaver Behemo Kalim. Okay, so again, when a person entrusts either an animal or a baseball card, for instance, to someone else, the Nignivu Abdo, and it gets stolen or lost. Now, Amar Harini Mishalim, Vein Nishba. Let's say the guy says, you know what, I'm going to go in and pay, right? And I'm not going to go ahead and take a Shvua. V'nimsa Hagana Mishalim Tashomei Kefal. Tevach, a machar, Tashmikeva. So what do you call it? The halacha is that he now, since he's he wasn't gonna take the shvuah, so he now gets the right, so to speak, to pay Tashmikeva, which are what do you call it? Certain profits that come with the item itself. Tevach a machar mishan tashlumi arba'a v'chamisha. Right. So let's say we find the what do you call it? let's say sorry, let's say the thief is discovered. Ganav, Kefal, then he pays Tashamikefal. Tavachamachar, let's say the what do you call it? He slaughtered the animal or he sold the baseball card. Misham Tashamikamisha, we saw some Hilchos Kaneva. He pays the 4/5 penalty. Lami Mishalim. Who does he pay it to? Amar. So he pays it to the person who had the rights to the thing, which in this case is the Shomer, because the Shomer is the one who said he'd go ahead and pay back. Chazra behema atzma, right? So let's say the animal returned on its own. Chazra is baleahi, right? So it goes back to the owner. Vigazuseh v'ladoseh, and that includes it. It's the wool that's sheared off of it and its offspring. She'inze hashomer kone shevach haba migufa, because the shomer doesn't acquire any of the profits that come from the object itself. Ela shevach haba me'ila, rather only natural profits, so to speak. V'arbiyanu, we already explained. She'ana gav makzir gzus v'ladoseh lifnei yush. We already explained that the gan of the thief only returns things like sharings and offsprings, only prior to giving, when the owners give up and getting it back. Nishba Shomer, let's say the Shomer takes the Shvuah, the little Ratzel Shalim, and he doesn't, what do you call it, because he doesn't want to pay. Varchach Nimsa Ganav, and then afterwards you find the thief, Misham Tashomer Kefal, then he has to pay the double, fine. Tavach HaMachar, if he slaughters the animal or sells it, Misham Tashomer Baruch Misha, he pays the 4/5 penalty. Mi Mishalim, who does he pay? The Baal Bikan on the Shomer. Excuse me, the owner of the entrusted object, the owner of the baseball card. So to v'chein asokar para mechaveru. Let's say a person rents a cow from someone else. Benignavani gets stolen. Va'amar harini mishalim. And he says, I'm going to go ahead and pay. Ve'eni nishma. I'm not going to take a shvuah. Barakah hukar ganav. And then afterwards we discover who the thief is. Misham tashumi kefa. The dashumi baruch hamisha l'soker. He had to pay the fines to the renter. Shi'ilu ratza socher. Because if the renter wanted to, hayu nishma sheninavav ones v'niftar. He could have made a shvuah and said, oh, the things got lost and something out of my control, and he'd be exempt from paying. L'chabei shomer chinam, a shomer who is not getting paid to watch something. Sh'amar pashati. He says, I was negligent. Zacha b'kefal. So then he has rights to the kefal penalty. Sherei chayiv atzma l'shan. Because now he's himself obligated to pay. V'ilu ratza, he could have said, Amar, nignava avda. He could have said it got stolen or lost. V'hayapata, and be exempt from paying. V'chein nosei sachar. That's sochar. So to someone who's getting paid to watch something or a renter, Sh'amar nignava, who says it was stolen, kana kefal. He has rights to the double payment. Sherei chayiv atzma l'shan. Because now he's obligated to pay. If V'ilu ratza, he could have said, Amar Mesa, Amar, he could have said, Mesa died, Bahaya Niftar, and he would have been Pater. Aval Shoal, someone who borrows, in a Kona Kefal, he does not acquire rights to the Kefal, Achi Shalom Ma'atzmo, until he pays what he called on his own, Kidem, Kidem Ma'atzmo. If he went ahead and took the initiative and paid on his own, Barakah Hokar Ganav, and only afterwards we find out who the robber was, Misham Tashomi Abra Bachemisha Shoal. Then the 4/5 penalty is paid to the borrower. Allah Gemel, Kola Kona, excuse me. Kola kona kefal, kona shevach habameila. So whenever a shomer acquires the rights to the kefal, he also acquires the rights to any profit that come naturally from it. So what does it mean? Ketza. Hifkid Abba is saying, sa'in eitzel chaveru. Let's say a person entrusts for seya of something with his fellow Jew, the harei hein shav and sell. Let's say they're worth a sella. So for sa'in worth a sella. V'ligibu avdu, and a stolen or lost. Amar harei mishalim sella. He says, listen, I'll pay a sella. V'nishba, I don't want to take a shvuah. V'arachach nimsu, and then afterwards they were found. Rein shav and arba salam. It turns out they were worth four sella. Harin shel shomer, these four sella belong to the watchman. Vein b'sham el sella, he only has to pay one. Vein bar morim, when is this applied? B'shalohi trich on the bialim b'din. This only applies when the watchman did not basically bug the owner of the thing to go bring the case to court. About imho deshapasha, let's say he acknowledged that he was negligent. V'chayavu bezin litain, and bezin required him to pay. V'lo nasan b'tzano, he didn't want to give it up the money willingly. Acha kafu bezin al korcha, until bezin forced him to do it. But not lamenu when they took it from him. And then and then only afterwards we found out who the robber was. Oh, nimsa pikadon, we found the lost object. Yachzer lebailim kamoshehu, gets returned to the owners as is. And it's returned to the shomer the money that was taken from him. by the Basin. Them Kalen Makarka, Gubba Basin Meno. And if it's baseball cards or real estate that Basin took from them, Bishuma Machzer, Lashomer, Kayla Bosadeo. So we evaluate out the we evaluate basically value at, we evaluate the amount of money and return that to the what do you call it, to the Shomer. Halacha Dalad. Tavuhu Bailin Lashomer. Let's say the owner the owners of a baseball card go to the Shomer and say they want it back, Venishba, and he makes a Shua, Vachach Shilim. And then he paid. Buhukar gone up, and then we find out who the thief was. Hol b'shulam, since he paid willingly, zacha b'ketel. He is now on the hook for, so to speak, the double payment. Af pi shetrichu b'tchila din achanishba. Even though they he bugged the owner to go to court and to, until he made a shua. Amar shomer b'tchila ini mishalim. Let's say initially the shomer said, "I will not pay." Because of amar harini mishalim, then changed his mind and said, "I will pay." Zacha b'ketel. He has rights to the double payment. Halachay now amar. Let's say what it called. The Shomer says, "Harini mishalim v'amar ani mishalim." Let's say he says, "I will pay," and then says, "I won't pay." Osh amar ani mishalim v'meis, or he says, "I will pay," and dies. V'amru avanim ani mishalim. The kids say, "We're not going to pay." Osh lo hispik l'tvos the Shomer ad shemeis, or let's say what do you call it? The owner wasn't able to demand payment from the Shomer until the Shomer dies. V'tav avanim mishalim b'nei Shomer, and the what do you call it? He demanded payment from the sons, and they paid. Osh shalom avanim l'avanim, or the sons of the Shomer paid the sons of the owner. Oh, Shashilim Mechsa. Let's say the Shomer paid half. Shaal Shte Peiros Shashilim Achasmen. Or he borrowed two cows and paid for one of them. Shaal Meshutra Mishalim Lechamhen. He borrowed from partners and only paid one of them. Shutfin Shashalu Mishalim Echamhen. Or they were what he called partners borrowed and only one of them paid. Shaal Isha Mishalim Baila. He borrowed from a woman and paid the man. Isha Shashala Mishalim Baila. Or a woman who borrowed and she paid it back to the husband. Kol Elu Safek. These are all question marks. Right? Kefa Multiple Safek. Ve'eno Tachas Yad Echamhen. So since there's a suffix here, we don't know about the ownership of the money. It's not in the hands of either of them. And therefore, when it comes to the kefal, lafika cholkan a kefal or sheva, if we split the kefal, the profit, bain ba'al pikano bain hashomer, between the owner of the entrusted object and the watchman. But if one of them went ahead and took the whole money on their own, emotim miyado, we don't take it from his hands, even if it takes place outside of Eretz Yisrael. Finally, Allah above, bringing this section to an end, nigdaba pikada ba'onis. Let's say the baseball card was stolen out of his control. And then we found out what he called who the robber was. Doesn't matter if he's an unpaid or paid watchman. So they bring to court the ganav and there's no shua. Let's say he planted it in a shua. And only afterwards the ganav was found. So if he wants to, he can stand with his shvuah, or he can sue or lodge a legal claim against the robber. If he's a paid watchman who owes a imodin, he takes him to court. They never become them ones. Let's say the object was stolen. The object that was being watched was stolen out of his control. The zero gun of the base of shomer, but the robber brings it back to the watchman's house. Rehu behema. Let's say with an animal, the mesa shav of shia, and then dies only afterwards due to negligence. Yeshu dever safek is a question. Im kalsa shmirasa v'niftar. If his shmirah came to an end and therefore he's exempt, or dain lo kalsa shmirasa, or shmirah did not come to an end. The vivach, therefore, a shomer patam of the shalim, the shomer is off the hook from paying. Them tafsu abaylim, and the bailim, the owners take it. Amos yimidalim, we don't take it from their hands. That finishes Hilchos She'ela Rufikadon, Parachas, and we will continue next time.